This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, rain, and flooding. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina says search and rescue teams are ready to go.
We have search and rescue teams from 19 different states who've come to North Carolina and are on the ready. And, of course, we have our local teams that are out there along with state teams. And, yes, we have volunteers who come in with boats like the Cajun Navy. They are here. We know that we are going to be needing them in the coming days because this water is going to continue to rise. Massive storm surge coming in at high tide with more rain falling into the rivers. There's just nowhere else for that water to go.
Volkswagen's American unit announced that it would end global production of the Beetle in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
A controversial U.S. bishop has resigned. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The Vatican is once again dealing with allegations of sexual abuse. Pope Francis Thursday accepted the resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he understands how the public feels about these stories.
I mean, it's been a disaster, one crisis after another. I hear them express very eloquently frustration, bewilderment, anger, confusion. And you just ask me my sentiments. I say to them, thanks for telling me. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling the same way, because I get angry as well.
Pope Francis accepted Bransfield's resignation and authorized an investigation into allegations he sexually harassed adults.
The federal government collected a record $1.5 trillion in individual income taxes through the first 11 months of the fiscal year of 2018. However, the federal government also ran a deficit of $898 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Actress Cynthia Nixon loses a New York Democratic primary. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Cynthia Nixon conceding the nomination to Governor Andrew Cuomo following New York's Democratic primary yesterday. Speaking at her campaign's election night headquarters, Nixon said she pushed Governor Cuomo to the left on issues like marijuana while holding him accountable for broken subways.
On Tuesday of this week, we remembered those that were lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. But many new victims are still emerging, and officials are concerned that a fund established to help those suffering from 9/11-related illnesses could be in danger of drying up. The 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund was created to provide financial assistance to those who suffer from illnesses related to the attack and toxic dust at Ground Zero. Now, they've already paid out over $4 billion. Bridget Cormley lost her father to a 9/11 cancer. She joined Fox News and explained when her father started seeing symptoms.
He was diagnosed in December 2016 because he was seeing signs of that something wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And then he went for treatment from February to April. And then in May, he got really sick. And then in June, he died. And it only took him about 6 days.
Bridget explains what you can see in the documentary.
So you see my own story. And then I follow people that have been diagnosed, families of people that have passed away. and a lot of officials that have done a lot of the legwork on passing Zadroga.
For USA Radio News, I'm...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Martinez live.
Hey, that's the way we roll, but we got to do it immersed in the truth. And it's a little tough, I mean, I got to admit, in light of all the fake news and the fact that anybody can issue an opinion out there. But, you know, as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and it is abounding these days. And I don't blame me. Some of you are brain bruised over it all. But we're here to sort that out on your behalf to make sure that, you know, we ease up a little bit and help you in dealing with some of the brain damage. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is my good friend Bill Salas. Always love talking with Bill, and he has a brand new book out called The Next Prophecies. The book has already become an Amazon bestseller in several Christian prophecy categories. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be back on your program.
Always good talking to you. You know, I go back, I think, 10 years ago, Bill. I think when you and I first met, thank your daughter, Karen, very much so, you know, for putting us together. And we've gone through a lot together. And we have seen the unfolding of the prophetic. I've always had an interest in it, but certainly since our relationship, and thank you so much for your mentoring, you have helped me to grow immensely in that particular field of interest.
Well, thank you, Bill, and it's great to watch your maturity in that, and to listen to the guests that you bring on your program, covering all different aspects of the political spectrum and a lot of the Christian spectrum as well.
Well, it's all, you know, as I say, it's about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and we have all these disciplines here. But meanwhile, I especially like it, Bill, when you and I are able to get together and talk about the prophetic, because in light of what's happening in our country, you know, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, do not think that our future lies in Donald Trump. You know, even though he's doing some good things, and I believe that God has picked him for a time such as this. You and I have discussed this how many years ago, Bill, when we talked about maybe America might get a bit of a Nineveh moment. And but with that Nineveh moment, what came was a revival and the people reconnecting with their spiritual roots. I'm not sure that is happening here in the country today. It might have been short-circuited a bit. Only because, you know, when Nineveh realized that they were in need of revival, it was the realization they were in need of revival. I'm not sure America realizes that.
Well, correct. It was a total reform in Nineveh, a repentance nationally, starting with the king himself on down through the people. And we don't necessarily see that same scenario in America. The country is highly divided at this point in time, you know. Your prior guest, Ann Coulter, brought that out. I mean, This country is divided. To have a Nineveh moment, we really need to be reunited and put our focus upon God. And that's what the Nineveh people did at that time.
Exactly. And if there was a president in the modern era, I thought maybe George W. Bush might enter us into that phase. Quite possibly Donald Trump, which would be a surprise even to Christians, because even though they look at Donald Trump and see the imperfection of the man as if, you know, somebody else is perfect or something, I don't know. But, but look, at I say if God can use a donkey, to get people's attention, who knows, maybe it's Donald Trump.
Well, you know, undoubtedly, God has been involved. A lot of people believe that God answered the prayers of many Christians in America when Donald Trump won the election. But, you know, undoubtedly, Daniel 2:20 and 21 comes to play in here. It says, it's the Lord who changes times and seasons and removes and raises up kings and gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those with understanding. So, you know, the fact that he's in the office right now, the fact he's making major moves with the, around the Middle East, for instance, He walked away from the JCPOA nuclear agreement with Iran on May 8th, and within the same week, May 14th, he moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem for the U.S. embassy for acknowledging Israel, the capital of Jerusalem for Israel.
Right.
So, you know, these are major moves, and I personally believe these will be supported, you know, by the Lord because of his favor toward Israel at this point in time. But, you know, we have to wonder, is he in place to bring a revival into America, or is he in place to be a major leader supporting Israel at a time when end times biblical prophecies that are Israel-centered are about to find fulfillment? And, you know, these moves he's made, the dust hasn't settled on these yet. Will they lead to a Middle East war? Will it be a prophetic war? So, for instance, one of the things that's a hot topic these days is dealing with Iran and the relationship, solid relationship with Russia. And now recently, Turkey, Prime Minister Erdogan, has, as a matter of fact, Putin of Russia, Erdogan of Turkey, and Rouhani, the president of Iran, met in Tehran on September 6th to discuss normalization after the civil war of Syria, that 350,000 Syrians have been killed since 2011, 13 and a half million need assistance, six million of them have been internally displaced, 5 million have been externally displaced as refugees. You got to figure out how to get these guys back into Syria now that war is winding down.
Yeah, not to mention the Christian community itself has been totally decimated. Whatever percentage that was there in Syria at one time is no more.
That's correct. And Israel struck Syria over 200 times in the since 2017. You know, so there's a very volatile scenario going on over there at this point in time in Iran. It's threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz, but still a quarter of the world's oil comes through there. But the point I wanted to bring out with Russia, Turkey, and Iran is they're actually involved in a major biblical prophecy of the end times called in Ezekiel 38, written about 2,500 years ago by the prophet Ezekiel. It talks about them spearheading a coalition of nine members in the latter days coming to invade Israel for its plunder, its booty, its national prosperity and livelihood. And so many of my colleagues who study Bible prophecy and teach Bible prophecy are watching this prophecy very closely. It's a prophecy I feature in the Next Prophecies book that I just released that we were talking about.
Right.
And that's a powerful event. That's a game-changing world event that will be the most massive armed and dangerous Middle East invasion of all times, Bill. And
exactly.
So we're seeing this draw near, and you know, Donald Trump, of course, is another key leader in the situation. You know, you got these invaders. You know, we're talking about Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Their leaders are meeting. You got powerful leaders in Israel now with Netanyahu and Lieberman. Now you got powerful leaders supporting Israel and America. So it's a very interesting dynamic and could be setting the stage for the fulfillment of some biblical prophecy.
Well, many of us who are interested in prophecy have been looking at that along with, Damascus. The word tells us that Damascus will be no more. And when you see what's left of Damascus, you wonder how much more could possibly be left.
Absolutely. It sounds like we're going into a break, but I'd like to just spend a moment on that Damascus prophecy because that's a prophecy that could happen at the present time. That's very, very severe prophecy.
Right. Okay. And when we come back to, I also want to get your read, Bill, on Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the Russians. What is all that about? So a lot of questions and little time. And this is why we will tell you that Bill's going to be coming back probably in the next week or two. And we're going to dedicate a full hour and really get deep into this, because right now we can't possibly hit on all the things. There is so much and so much happening so quickly. So more from Bill Salas on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine. As long as you
at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Speaking of fighting the good fight, I'm really grateful to PureFlix Entertainment and David A.R. White. Because the other day after our conversation, he left us a bunch of Blu-ray DVDs to give away. Or the new movie, God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. Yours absolutely free. All you have to do, you know how this works. Send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in a hopper. We put you in a hopper. We pull your name just like that. And boom, a Blu-ray DVD. Outstanding. We got some bonus features along with the movie, including the Newsboys with Kirk. I think it's with Kirk Franklin. I've got to double check because I loved that updated version, and David was a little surprised. You know, Bill Salas, when I was talking to him, I don't know if you've heard the version of God's Not Dead with Kirk Franklin, but I told him, I said, that version just chicken skinned me. I mean, it chicken skinned me before, but it really chicken skinned me with Kirk Franklin. It was just so powerful to realize. And this is what prophecy is all about when it comes down to it. Is it not that God is alive and well? He's on the throne. There's no big surprise here, right?
Absolutely. You know, well, let's take a moment to talk about Bible prophecy before we talk about the Putin Netanyahu connection. Mm-hmm. You know, Bible prophecy is about a third of the Bible, and it's not commonly taught, and yet there's more said about the terminal or end times generation, which we may be living in, than any other generation within the Bible. It tells us in Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10, Isaiah says, I am God, there is no other. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning of things that have not yet come. See, only God makes that claim, and that authenticates his sovereignty, and that's one of the purposes of Bible prophecy, to authenticate God's sovereignty. But two, is to give us equip us for the days in which we live, because Bible prophecy is invaluable, predictive information outsourced from our loving God with 100% accuracy. You can take the details to the bank. They have happened when they were predicted in the past. And there's some unfulfilled prophecies that our state setting right now that will happen according to the details provided by those ancient prophecies. So we're watching this very closely right now because so many things are stage setting right now. All the end times prophecies are converging, Bill. One of them we talked about before in the break was Damascus. Isaiah 17 tells us, written around 20, he was around 701 B.C. when he wrote that prophecy, and he said that someday in Isaiah 17, verse 1, Damascus will cease from being a city. It will be a ruinous heap. In the Hebrew, it means it will be reduced to rubble. It will exist no more. Mm-hmm. And when Damascus has been the most oldest continuously inhabited city in recorded history. It is the capital of Syria. That's been affected by the Syrian revolution, but it is still existing right now. Mm-hmm. And it tells us, in Isaiah 17, verse 9, that the desolation is caused by the children of Israel. That would be the Israeli defense forces, which have threatened to take out Damascus. And they're still at war with Israel, by the way, Syria. They never signed peace treaties like Egypt did and Jordan did with Israel. And Israel has been, like I said before the break, has struck Syria over 200 times since 2017, concerned about Iran's movement inside, moving missiles into Hezbollah's hands through Syria, etc. So, and then it says in Isaiah 17, verse 14, that one night you see Damascus, but in the morning it is no more. So one night we'll be watching on the news, there's a concern developing, maybe Israel's going to attack or something. We wake up in the morning and the city is obliterated, and Israel has that technology to do that. So, you know, these are very livid things that we need to be watching for right now, because these things will affect Americans over here, you know.
Exactly.
Oil will start being affected as Iran gets involved in shutdowns or Strait of Hormuz and things like that. So we're watching this stuff very closely, Bill.
Yeah. And Bill, I want to go back to what you started out with, and that is the validation of God. Put any God that you think you have against the batting percentage of Almighty God, and tell me if that does not validate the God, the living God that we serve. There's just no comparison, Bill, that he would authenticate himself in this way, knowing the end from the beginning, tell you what was going to happen in advance, and, you know, pull out the list and start chatting it off. You say, I think, is it a third that still remains to be fulfilled? So two-thirds has actually been filled of biblical prophecy, has it not?
Approximately, yeah. You know, there was roughly about 10,000 verses of Bible prophecy. There's 31,000 plus verses in the Bible. So there's still a few thousand left that haven't been fulfilled yet, and they're all converging.
Right.
And the series, the book series that I've done is with the Next Prophecies, it's book two in a series. The first book was the Now Prophecies, prophecies that happen at the present time. The Next Prophecies will follow those. They're state sitting right now. They've got a few preconditions. But what we're trying to do is, you know, all these prophecies are not going to happen at the same time. They're going to roll off their ancient parchments and pound down on the pavement sequentially. Mm-hmm. So our goal with this book series is to lay them out as we think they might find their chronological order. Because each prophecy will find a fulfillment, and on the heels of that, a bigger one will come in that vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And once they start coming, you can't stop them. Jesus uses the analogy in Matthew 24 about the end times prophecies of a woman giving birth. He called them birth pangs. So in other words, once we start to see them coming, and we approach the second coming of Jesus Christ is coming back, the second coming.
Yes.
And as we see that approaching, we're going to see a lot of turbulent events happen within the world. So it's as if a mother is giving birth to a baby and it starts coming down the birth canal and the contractions become more intense, they become more frequent, and you can't stop them. And that's the same nature that he's trying to depict for us in the analogy with biblical prophecies. Once they start to come, they'll be, each one will be more powerful and they'll be unstoppable, Bill. So we're trying to alert people to these prophecies, that other third of the Bible that they're not often hearing at their churches.
Mm-hmm.
And the Next Prophecies book is a great start for them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Bill, let's talk about the decline of Islam. Many prophetic scholars have been looking forward to that. Islam has had its way with the havoc that they've been wreaking all over the world. You say Allah is about to lose his Akbar.
I sort of humor with that gingerly. You know, all these terrorists, when they go and blow themselves up, they say, Allahu Akbar, meaning our God is the greatest God, or Allah is the greater God. Greater God, even greater than Jehovah. And they don't compare him, these fundamentalist Islamics, don't compare him to Jehovah, the Bible. Some people try to say God, Jehovah and Allah are the same God. That's absolutely not the case. And I explain that in the Next Prophecies book. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of prophecies in unfulfilled prophecies dealing with the countries that are Islamic today. Some of them, most of them are actually in Ezekiel 38. We talked about it at the beginning of the hour. So there's nine members in that coalition, and apart from Russia, eight of them are all Islamic, and they're going to be taken down supernaturally. It tells us in that prophecy with earthquake, fire, hailstone, brimstone, etc. So Psalm 83 also, 10 populations that share common borders with Israel, another war that I believe actually precedes Ezekiel 38, all Muslim countries. So as we see these wars start to happen and the peripheral prophecies dealing with Jordan and Egypt, etc., we're going to see that Islam is going to start to pale in comparison to what it is right now. Its best days are behind it, in my estimation, because these prophecies are about to find fulfillment.
Exactly.
I can detail this in the Next Prophecies book as well, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bill, in light of the current American culture, headquarters for fake news, which is so incredible, is this setting the stage for the satanic supernatural deception that's about to come?
Well, I believe so. You know, we're told in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world is under the sway of the wicked one, evil one, Satan. Mm-hmm. We're told in 2 Thessalonians 2 that a time will come where he will no longer be restrained for putting forward his closing arguments and deception upon humanity. And again, I cover that also, the satanic deception that's going to be coming in. What could that entail?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also coming around the corner. He's about to be no longer restrained from duping humanity with supernatural deception.
Well, friends, this is a little taste of what you got to look forward to. We're going to get into deeper detail next week. But meanwhile, you can go to Amazon. Make sure you get your hands on the Next Prophecies. We'll break it down even further for you. Where else can they go for more information, Bill?
Well, go to my website, because I'm doing all the promotional media and articles right now. That's prophecydepot.com, prophecydepot, like Home Depot.com.
Bill Salas, author of his new book, The Next Prophecies. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's Mom, Dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, rain, and flooding. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina says search and rescue teams are ready to go.
We have search and rescue teams from 19 different states who've come to North Carolina and are on the ready. And, of course, we have our local teams that are out there along with state teams. And, yes, we have volunteers who come in with boats like the Cajun Navy. They are here. We know that we are going to be needing them in the coming days because this water is going to continue to rise. Massive storm surge coming in at high tide with more rain falling into the rivers. There's just nowhere else for that water to go.
Volkswagen's American unit announced that it would end global production of the Beetle in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Again, another program reminder regarding Bill Salas. We just barely touched on his book, The Next Prophecies, and we knew going into this we were going to need some more time. So next Friday, write that down, tell your friends, neighbors. You need to be aware of the topic matter and the details involved in The Next Prophecies. That is his latest book. It's an Amazon bestseller, and it's also in several Christian prophecy categories. So you can check that out, and it'll be linked at our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about the raw feeding of pets right now. It has been growing in popularity, and I can imagine for some of you that are not aware of what has become a bit of a controversy, and I think the reason it has been because people are confused about it. They don't quite understand. You know, they imagine the raw feeding of pets and all things, you know, and imaginings are running amok in their head. But we have a proponent of raw feeding with us, and I can tell you, my son has been raw feeding his border collie, and Kobe is 11 years old plus. But you think he's two. And is it because of his food? I would say I believe it is. And our next guest swears by raw feeding pets, and she is author and blogger Kimberly Gauthier, who has two books and a blog dedicated to the subject of raw feeding. Kimberly, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, let's talk about the myths centered around raw feeding. It's myths and misunderstandings, isn't it? I mean, because I don't think people really understand what raw feeding entails.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, to start with what raw feeding is, I feed my dogs. I have four dogs and a cat, and I feed all of them a raw food diet. And it's a mixture of, you know, muscle meat, organ meat, and bones. So basically an animal. You know, my thought is that if my dogs were wild, they would hunt an animal and eat, you know, the parts that they need. And so that's what I'm trying to produce in my kitchen. And I also add things like fermented vegetables and goat's milk, raw eggs, basically trying to also make sure that they're getting the nutrients they need.
Mm-hmm. So let's detail some of the myths centered around raw feeding.
Sure. A lot of people feel that, you know, well, you know, if my veterinarian says that this is dangerous, then I shouldn't feed it to my dogs. And what people don't really understand is that a lot of veterinarians out there don't get as much education on animal nutrition as we'd like to think. And a lot of that education is being delivered by kibble companies. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, should we trust that information if it's basically going to line the pockets of the people who are dominating store shelves? Mm-hmm. You know, another myth is that the bacteria in raw food is dangerous either to our pets or to the humans. And my answer to that is that if you can make a Thanksgiving meal, if you can handle that raw turkey and cook it for your family, then you can feed your pets a raw diet without being sick.
Exactly. Well, I can tell you, speaking of kibble, my daughter had a Dalmatian, and they were in Hawaii, and she got kibble from, you know, thought, okay, well, maybe I could save some money here, and I'll get some. Here you go. Here the kids are joining in the background.
Here.
Yeah. I love it. Nice effect here. Okay, so they know what we're talking about. Yeah, the heck with the kibble. That's what that translates to. But anyway, so she thought she saved money, goes to Costco, gets kibble. And it was all but poisoning her dog. I mean, the dog was sick. He was falling over, the whole deal. And it took her a while to figure out what was going on. It was the food. And as soon as she got him off the food, boom, you know, it was like he'd been born again. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's astounding. Kibble, people don't understand. I remember, you know, I don't know how many years ago, probably over a decade, there was a film, Super Size Me, where the man ate McDonald's every day for a month.
Right.
And that's basically what we're doing to our pets. We're feeding them a highly processed food. You know, they've cooked it so many times that all of the good stuff in the food and the ingredients that they're using is gone, so they add back in a bunch of synthetic vitamins. None of that is easy for our pets to digest. It's leading to inflammation, allergies, digestive issues, you know, skin issues, ear infection. I mean, just a laundry list. I had one dog, which is the reason why I feed raw, who had a ton of health issues, and his vet at the time was like, oh, well, this is just how dogs are. And it's like, no, it's not how dogs are. My dog was miserable. Mm-hmm. And today, he's 8.5 years old. The vet back then said he would live to be maybe 3 or 4 years old. He's 8.5 years old. People, like you said at the top, people think he's 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really worth looking into.
Well, we interviewed, had a really neat discussion with, you remember, Batman and Robin. Robin is out there in California, and he's been raw feeding his dog. His dogs are living like 25, 27 years. Are you kidding me?
Isn't that astounding? I mean, the longest living dog was over 30 years in Australia. It's a Kelsey named Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and again, Maggie just ate what her human ate. And it's just like, it's one of those things where a long time ago, you know, we as humans determined that eating a steady diet of processed foods, junk foods, fast food was not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
However, we haven't figured out that we're doing the exact same thing to our pets. We're looking at, you know, the golden retriever used to have an average life cycle of up to 17 years, and now it's 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's changed is that we have stocked our shelves with processed foods. And it's convenient. I totally get that. And there are a lot of people who just are really not in a position to either cook for their pets or feed their pets a raw diet. And I understand that, too. And for those people, I tell them, take out 20%, just 20% of that kibble and replace it with fresh food.
Right.
And you will see a difference.
Yeah, that's amazing in just that little amount. Also, the other thing that happens is that once you start down that road and you realize it's not so much about convenience, it's about the health of your dog. When you see that your dog is spirited again and bouncing around like a puppy, boy, I'll tell you, you know, there's a reason that they are man's best friend. And when we can do them right, I'll tell you, that really... to me, it not only extends but heightens the relationship.
Yes, I agree. It's just, I feel like, you know, I have an obligation to take care of these animals that I brought into my life and do it the best way I can. And it's also a benefit to me, too, because I no longer have the constant veterinarian bills or prescription medication that I have to give them. And most of their health issues I can treat through diet.
Right.
So just a small change. It was really quite easy. There's a growing community of people, including veterinarians and nutritionists, who are around the country who are happy to help you. Thanks to social media, we can connect to these people.
Exactly.
And I spend less money feeding four big dogs myself than I would if I fed them a kibble diet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen to that one, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. The proof is in the checkbook. Your blog has become very, very popular. 200,000 plus visits per month. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
I'm really lucky. Thank you.
This is growing. So it's very dynamic right now, and people are more and more interested. So we're increasing converts every month.
Yes, exactly. And it's basically, that's what 85% of my traffic are people who are Googling topics that I've covered, and they're coming across my site. And I'm not trying to tell people what to feed their animals. I'm just trying to put that information out there, because 8 years ago I had a puppy that was very sick, and I was told that I would probably have to put him down. And thankfully, that vet was wrong. So I want to be that voice for other people.
Exactly. Well, raw feeding continues to be a bit controversial, yet a growing trend. Why that dynamic tension?
I think the reason why is because, like, for instance, a lot of veterinarians are uncomfortable with people taking advice from strangers on social media, and I completely understand. I've seen people make some pretty serious mistakes because they're listening to the wrong people.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where the tension's coming from.
Well, Kimberly, real quick, as we wrap things up, where can they go for more information? We got about 10 seconds.
Sure. KeepTheTailWagging.com, and my book is on Amazon, A Novice's Guide to Raw Feeding for Dogs.
I love that. KeepTheTailWagging.com. That's brilliant. Kimberly Gauthier on Bill Martinez Live. Kimberly, thank you so much, okay? Take care.
Thanks for having me.
This report is brought to you by U.S. Express. With low unemployment contributing to a severe driver shortage, national trucking company U.S. Express is introducing a college scholarship program to help attract and retain drivers. The program is open to all of U.S. Express's roughly 7,000 drivers and, in a first, their dependents, aged 17 to 26. All professionally trained U.S. Express drivers can enroll in the company's full ride program to earn a degree online through Ashford University. Each driver may enroll up to two dependents at one time. Eric Fuller, president and CEO of U.S. Express, discusses this new initiative.
In order to attract more drivers, many companies are offering increased pay and signing bonuses. In addition to doing that, U.S. Express is proud to be the first trucking company ever to offer our drivers and their families a full ride to earn a bachelor's or master's degree in the field of their choice.
U.S. Express is one of the top five largest truckload carriers in the United States. For more, visit usexpress.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And you know what that means. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao. In fact, if you go to our website, you can see her cute little picture right there. And was that a pre-wedding picture? We need to get a post-wedding picture because you're even shining brighter now that you've gotten married and the honeymoon continues. I think you got the world longest, honeymoon, going. That's awesome.
That would be a nice record to go for, right? Have the world's longest honeymoon period.
Hey, if anybody deserves it, it's you.
Yeah.
For all the good news and everything you share with us. In fact, if you go to the website, BillMartinezLive.com, not only will you see her beautiful picture there, but you'll also catch up on some of the stories maybe you heard part of or you want to share with somebody else. They're all right there at our website. Just go to Sam's Corner. And if you've got some ideas and say, hey, Sam, I want you to consider this one, give her a shout out. You can send her an email. The email address is Sam?
Samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
Just
like BML, like Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, isn't that novel? That's just great. I love how that works, that BML thing. Hey, let's talk about your first story. This tech nonprofit is trying to help homeless people get IDs. How's that?
You know, when you think about homeless people and the problems that they're dealing with day to day, the top of your list is certainly not going to be like they don't have an ID, because you're thinking more immediate things like food and shelter and water and
a place to take a shower, things like that.
That's right. But for 2.5 to 3.5 million Americans that experience homelessness every year, something like having an ID can make a difference in your ability to get yourself out of that situation. You know, if you're applying for a job or if you want certain benefits or different things, you can't access it without an ID. So, they just said it can make a difference between life and death. So down in Atlanta, there's a trio of professional women that have decided to help there. There's about 10,000 people who experience homelessness every year. Mm-hmm. And Amber McCain, Anita Jones, and India Hayes are all trying to work together on a social enterprise called Mini City, which they launched last year. And, you know, they're trying to help with the homelessness. You know, it's a big issue there. And I think that's something people just don't, you know, you take having your IDs for granted, but being able to obtain the vital records that you need to get an ID is not easy when you can't, you don't even know where your next meal is coming from. And I just think this is an awesome idea.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully one that can kind of catch on across the country and allow people to help themselves.
Exactly. You know, when you think about what happens to people when they become homeless, a simple mm-hmm. thing like an ID seems so academic, but yet, you know, how many times do we use our ID? And,
that's
you know,
right.
whether it's to, you know, cash a check, you know, any number of things where an ID is required. And, you know, it's kind of like a port of entry. Without your ID, what would happen? You know, imagine yourself, even though you may not be homeless, but you don't have an ID, what does that do for you? And so this is part of the consideration and process to get people, you know, out of this situation of homelessness and get them back on the road. And if we can do some, you know, seemingly innocent kind of things like an ID, and that helps
right.
them get back on their feet again, I mean, there's going to be lots of things, you know, that contribute to get people out of homelessness. And first of it, I think, is that there's got to be a, you know, some sort of management of dignity. They not
right.
feel like any kind of shame. It's like, look, at you know, we've all been there, you know, maybe not to this
right.
degree, but to varying degrees. And to have people like these three gals coming alongside and offering grace to homeless people with an idea
that's
like
right.
this, that goes a long way. That's awesome. That's a great story, Sam.
And don't you love when people find, like, they find a way to solve it. They see a problem and they find a way to solve it. And every time we do that, it helps people a little bit more. And like you said, retaining their humanity and dignity and, you know, feel like people, because I think that they just want to feel like, because they are people like the
right.
rest of us, and nobody ever knows what's going to happen. So,
and this is the power of the community, like you said, Sam.
Right.
This is the local people, your neighbors coming together to answer a problem, not looking to government to fix it, because, oh
right.
gosh, look at what we've done with the, you know, with welfare. It's just been
right.
absolute mess. I mean, their idea is that, hey, we'll just make it bigger. It never gets better. It just gets worse, you know, so as far as the federal government is concerned. Hey, let's talk about your next story, NICU volunteer. Here, donates over $1 million to a baby unit. Why was that?
Isn't that amazing? Louis and his wife, Louis Mapp and his wife Melinda, actually donated $1,055,000 to this neonatal intensive care unit in Mobile, Alabama. They actually started volunteering there in early 2017. And they said they were just so touched by these infants and just seeing their smiles. And, you know, it's just become such a special part of their lives. They said they mm-hmm. wanted everything to be able to carry, you know, their health to be able to carry on
right.
when they're gone. They're in their 80s right now.
Oh.
And, you know, they want to be able to make a difference. And they're going to touch these children's life. And who knows who these children are going to go on to be able to touch because of this generous. I mean, $1 million, that's quite a gift. It should make a huge impact.
Well, as you say, how many babies, how many lives are going to be altered as a result of, you know, their generosity? I mean, this is awesome.
Right.
And plus, you know, in a world and a society that chooses death too often, you have this couple
yeah.
that has appreciated life and they're passing on, you know, a life, benefit and a life feature as a representation of what choosing life looks like.
That's right. It's a beautiful gesture. I'm
wow.
amazed, you know, at people's generosity every day.
Yeah, really. And you think about NICU and what happens there. Of course, we saw it with our grandson. You know, they're on the edge of life and death. And
right.
what the nurses and the staff do in order to keep these babies alive and to get them through the crisis and dealing with the parents and their anxiousness and everything else. I mean, it is, to me, it's humanity at its highest. You know, when you think
that's
about
right.
that everything's going to hell in a handbasket and that, you know, America is so dysfunctional and whatever, that's because you're watching too much politics. You know,
that's
you want
right.
you want to do yourself a favor, go to a NICU unit, okay, and you go
yeah.
and you see all these doctors and nurses and the staff and how they work, you know, on behalf of saving babies' lives and comforting parents and that. Boy, I'll tell you, it gives you a renewed appreciation for our fellow man here in this country.
Absolutely.
That's all I got to say about that. I'm telling you. Hey,
absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I'm
well,
with you.
You know, my best friend's sister actually works in a NICU, and just to hear her stories and the love that she has for those babies, it just, I think it really takes special doctors and nurses and people that volunteer there to get those children and their parents and their families through that time. So,
well, as you know, we went through it firsthand. Yeah, we went through it firsthand in Oahu, Hawaii, with our grandson, who now is 2 years old. And ever since on the other side of two open heart surgeries, this kid, he only knows one gear, and that's fast and hard.
Oh, what a blessing. That's awesome.
Totally.
I'm so glad to hear that.
It is so wild. Yeah, it's good fun. All right, next story. Dozens of strangers, they go to grandma's house. Why did they do that?
Oh, you're talking about the community coming together to help different people, and this is one of those examples. This is in Independence, Missouri. Gina Gibson, her home was being condemned by the city, and, you know, she needed siding and gutter repairs, and there were issues with her garage, and since her husband passed away, she just has no way of doing it. You know, you can't, if you can't afford it, you can't physically do the repairs yourself.
Exactly.
You're really in a mess. You've got this really, like, this home, you know, this is, you know, you could be on the verge of homelessness if there's not people to back you up and they condemn your house. Well, she asked for help, and 30 members of the local United Autos Worker Union actually responded, and they showed up at her doorstep and came to make the repairs for her. And don't you just love that?
Yeah, I do. Why the United Autos Union? Was her husband involved with them? Or
I didn't see what made them specifically, but she just reached out to her community and said, I need help. And that was who ended up coming to her help. And 30 different people just came and volunteered.
And they were the ones that answered the call. God bless them. That is awesome.
That's right.
That's great. Now, we've got another sweet story. Siblings Lyft overturned SUV and save family with newborn trapped inside.
That's right. So Aaron Allen and his sister Jaleesa Jones actually saw a car go into the water and flip over. And it had a mother, a father, and an 11-day-old baby in there.
Oh,
and,
my gosh. Wow.
Can you imagine? And they had, so they jumped in the water. These siblings, they jumped into the water trying to save them, and they saw that the car had water seeping in, and it was turned upside down. So Aaron's trying to break the window, and it wasn't working. So him and Jaleesa decide, we're going to flip this car on its side, and they do. I don't know how they managed to do this. It's an amazing feat. And they flip the car on his side. He wraps his T-shirt around his hand, and he punches through the windshield and gets everybody out. And they're all safe. He actually got injured in the process, really hurt, like, you know, the glass cutting a chunk of his hand.
Yes.
But he said he'd do it all over again. And I can't believe how strong he must be to be able to, they must be to be able to flip this car on its side and then bust through the windshield. But they did it. And he said he would want somebody to help me in that same situation. And
a lot to be said about adrenaline. You know,
oh, my gosh, that's great.
You hear of these incredible, miraculous feats that occur when people have nothing left but, their human strength and some adrenaline, and incredible things happen. Final story here, Sam. A 92-year-old woman orders food straight from a delivery guy. What happened here?
This is the Bacolod City. It's actually in the Philippines, and this actually went viral after Maurice Tian had posted that she had ordered a pizza, and her 92-year-old neighbor saw the pizza delivery guy, and she wants to order a pizza too. And so she, instead of calling it in, she actually decides that she's going to just approach the guy directly, and she took a picture of this young man just stopping and making the phone call for her. And it was just touching because he, instead of being like, you just call this or you do that,
right.
He stops what he's doing and he's like, I'm going to help you out. This cute, they call him Lola's in the Philippines, but the Filipino grandma.
That's
so,
right.
It was just a touching story.
We got to take care of Lola's. That's the truth.
That's, right.
That's just the way it is. Well, Sam, we got to leave it there. As always, we look forward to next week's report, keeping us on top of all those viral videos. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of